Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, a couple of pieces of breaking news. Jason Tatum yesterday tore his Achilles. That has now been confirmed. He has already had surgery on it, so we'll see how long Jason Tatum is out. He is out for the remainder of this NBA playoffs. We'll obviously see what effect that has on the remainder of the NBA season and also a large portion of next year, what that means for the Boston Celtics. There also is an amendment that is coming out. This is from John Holt, longtime news man here in Kansas City. Breaking, the Missouri House amends SB 80 to include, quote, the Show Me Sports Investment Act, designed to answer the Kansas Star Bonds, which would provide up to 50% of an NFL stadium or Major League Baseball stadium cost with revenue generated by the facility, paying off bonds issued by the states. The Missouri Senate is now debating it. We will have the mayor of Kansas City join us tomorrow to talk about this, but we have all been kind of wondering, what's the fight back? What's the plan from Missouri? It sounds to me like they have come up with a financial plan that is going to help them fight back and try to keep the teams. To me, this is a story for what it means for the Royals, or excuse me, for the Chiefs, far more than what it means for the Royals. You guys know my stance on this. I have never believed that the Royals are moving anywhere. I've always believed that the Royals, their number one priority is to be in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. I think their number two plan is probably North Kansas City, and they are trying to figure all of that out logistically. To me, what this really is about is, how do we keep the Kansas City Chiefs? And if you weren't going to get some level of investment from outside Jackson County to be able to do that, and you weren't going to be able to pool your money and resources as a state, I don't think you had a realistic chance of being able to keep the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Rob, I'm curious how you hear this as somebody that lives in Kansas, because Kansas, I think, has shown you their play. We are going to use these star bonds, and we are willing to put a significant portion of a down payment on paying for Arrowhead to move from Jackson County over to Wyandotte County. We have now seen what the Missouri plan is. Hey, we got money too. We are going to come up with a plan that basically gives us the same ability that you guys have in this. So it appears, and we'll obviously get more information about this, the finances seem like it's going to be the same across the board. What do you make of this new Show Me Sports Investment Act?
I'm looking this up because I want to make sure I have this information before I give you my thought, because I'm curious what the timeline is before the Missouri State Senate adjourns, because that's an important note in this whole conversation, because I think what once you have that information, it affects how you view this. This could easily be viewed and construed as, and you're someone who lives in Missouri, and a lot of our listeners are too, I imagine they are viewing this as, finally, the state is finally punching back against Kansas. We've been mired in chaos. We've been stuck in the mud. We've been in neutral. We haven't been getting anything going. You know, Frank White's been a problem. Counties, cities, it's just been mired in nothingness. And finally, the Missouri House is taking something to the Missouri Senate, and we have a counterpunch. That is how it could be received. But what I'm curious about is, when does the Missouri State Senate session end? And I remember those dates were important when it came to gambling with Kansas and all sorts of those things. Because when they adjourn, if they don't get it done, it just sits in purgatory. It just hangs out. That's my knowledge of what happens.
I have your answer. Perfect. The Missouri State Senate ends on May 16th at around 6 o'clock.
So they have till Monday.
3 days to get this done.
If it doesn't get done by Monday, okay, we'll have a different conversation. But for now, it feels like this is them punching back. Now, if they don't get this done, it was viewed as a last-ditch effort that didn't do anything. Because if you have 3 days to get this done, that's 3 days of arguing, and let's see what happens. But I'm curious what took so long to get this counterpunch, for lack of a better term, and if it's going to actually follow through, because the state Senate doesn't get it done. Now you're looking at another wave of timeline where Kansas can operate kind of free reign. This next 3 days, I think, are super valuable for Missouri, because if they don't get it done, it feels like it's all but done. One of those teams is leaving the state.
Yeah, and I guess, now I can't assume, and I understand that Missouri has fumbled a lot of this. I would hope that cooler heads can prevail and you understand what you run the risk of losing. You have already lost an NFL team. An NFL team was in the state of Missouri, and you saw them move clear across the country. Now, that's not what we're talking about here, but the financial effects of it, you certainly feel in St. Louis that you lost an NFL team. I mean, we're talking about losing two NFL teams potentially within a decade if you are a state. Hey, you guys fumbled the bag the last time. Are you guys going to fumble the bag for back-to-back here? Again, I think this conversation is much more about the Chiefs than I think it's about the Royals. I think it is pretty clear where the Royals want to be. I think the Royals have expressed it at almost every single turn. We want to be in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. I don't think that's what the Chiefs are looking for. I think the Chiefs are looking for whoever is going to give us the best deal. And up until today, and up until this potential act that we are looking to see if it gets passed, that the financials have always been in Kansas's favor. They seem to have everything lined up. They have rolled out the red carpet. They're building a new amusement park. Or, hey, come over here. This is where you need to be. You are right. This is the first time that we have seen Missouri really punch back with something that sounds like a plan. It doesn't feel like Missouri has had a plan in quite some time. They had a vote. The people voted it down. A year later, it sounds to me like we are getting some semblance of, hey, this is what we plan on doing to try to keep the team. Now, you're right. This is not done yet. They still got 3 days to try to get this thing signed, get everybody on the same page. I also agree with you. If you miss this window of getting it done, what already seems like an uphill battle becomes that much more difficult because you were unable to secure the funding that you are likely going to need to get this deal done.
I'll also say this, and let me get into my Kansas bag here. You just said right there, the Chiefs have always been looking for the best deal. You and I agree there. I kind of feel like the Chiefs are looking for two things, actually. Space. I think the Chiefs want lots of space, and they want the best financial deal. I Googled this while you were talking because I wanted to make sure I had my stats correct. The bill that is now passed the Missouri House and head of the Missouri Senate will basically fund up to 50% of a new stadium. The Kansas Star Bond project is 70% of a new stadium. So if it's purely financial still, Missouri is finally punching back. They're still not punching back to the same level the Kansas Star Bond can offer the Chiefs, because they can pay 70% versus Missouri is infighting to hope to get to offer to pay 50%. So
yeah,
there's pure
then,
deals.
You're right,
the deal's still better on one side.
You're right, but then at that point, though, and this is where I think this is maybe a little Kansas bias coming in
bit. 100%.
You're right. But then in that situation, if you're telling me that 50% of the funding is already done, I imagine the Chiefs are going to play for some of their stadium. I think it's pretty clear they ain't paying for a lot of their stadium. They plan on paying it then. I think it is much easier to then to go to the people of Jackson County with a concrete plan. I think some of it is, hey, where is all this money coming from? How are we paying for X, Y, and Z? If you were telling me that the state has, all right,
We are paying for 50% of this. The Chiefs are paying for 20% of this. And now we need Jackson County to come up with the rest, whether it is through a sales tax, whether it's through some of these other things. Will you then pay for it then? I am guessing if you can get all your ducks in a row, at some point there will just be another vote that is very specific to this one thing. It was just one thing that failed. It was a 3/8 of a cent sales tax that is set to expire. You can just come up with a new tax. You can just come up with a new way of paying for these things. So that's where I think you're right. Hey, they said they're going to pay for 70%. At some point, you would like to think that there maybe, and I think it is obvious, that the Chiefs and the Royals are not operating together. There would just be a very specific Royals vote to either you want to renovate Kauffman's or Arrowhead Stadium, or the plan is to eventually tear down Arrowhead Stadium and then build a completely new one the same way that they did with the St. Louis Cardinals.
You're right. And I think those are the things the Chiefs are going to have to answer or make a decision eventually, because the text line points out, the text line's correct. The Kansas Star Bond initiative expires at the end of either June or July. I know it's in a couple months. It's very fast approaching. If Missouri gets this done, now it is a pure what deal is better for us, what the future is. You're right. Can we then approach Jackson County with another tax? What's the timeline on that vote? There's more conversating, more things to be done. But those sorts of things are kind of in the weeds, in my opinion. I think the big thing here is if Missouri can get this done, they finally have some sort of state punchback. If they can't get it done, that's why I've always felt like the Chiefs are going to come across the state line. 70% of your stadium paid for versus we can't figure it out, please don't leave. The financials are just obvious in one direction, but it feels like, despite the fact the last 13 months have been heavy stadium talk, this summer it's going to heat up again because the Star Bond initiative is going to expire. If the Chiefs are considering going across the state line, they're doing it with Star Bonds. So that timeline's happening.
You know what? I actually looked this up here. That's what I'm doing. I'm here. We're learning this in real time. I actually Googled it. The original expiration date was July 1st of 2026. They have voted to extend it, and now it is scheduled to expire on July 1st of 2028. So there's still a little bit of time
before
those Kansas Star Bonds expire.
I think they're still ever going to decision by the Chiefs before
100%. I just didn't want to make it seem like in 2 weeks the Chiefs need to make a decision. They got a lot of time. They got 3 years to make a decision on what they want to do with this money. Excuse me.
Getting all choked up about the idea the team might leave the state. Talking about my Kansas showing. You're Jackson County guy.
I'm about to die over here. No, I'm about to die. I know. I'm sad. I'm heartbroken. The Royals and the Chiefs might move. Coming up in about 45 minutes, Eric Hosmer is going to join us. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with C-Dot on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike Scott.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got this.
We talked a lot about the Royals offense yesterday, and I got some water now. I'm fine. I'm still recovering from that cough that I had and the allergies. They just teamed up to just, they've been beating me up. But you know what? I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to work harder. That's who I am. Yesterday, we talked a lot about the Royals offense. Now, some of you asked a question that I didn't have the stats to yesterday. So you know what I said? I said, Rob, can you find those stats? Because I'd like to look them up. So the Royals are 17-1 this season when they score at least four runs. 17-1. You don't beat the Royals when they give you an average or better day offensively. Four runs is the average. The Royals are a little bit underneath that. If they give you that, they don't lose. So I had Rob look up the other teams in the division, not counting the White Sox, because why would we spend any time looking up White Sox stats? They don't matter. So this is where we are. The Tigers are 25-4 when they score four or more runs. They're 2-11 when they score less. The Guardians are 19-2 when they score four or more runs. They're 5-15 when they don't. The Twins are 19-3 when they score four or more runs. They're 2-17 when they don't. Now, what does this mean? A, it means kind of what I think we all know. Well, I mean, if you don't score, you don't usually win. It's really, really difficult to do it. In fact, the Royals are above average at doing this. They have as many wins as all of these other three teams combined. Because, A, I mean, they've just done it more than these other teams. And their pitching still gives you a chance. You can win a 2-1 game if you're the Royals. You can't necessarily do that if you're these other teams. You don't have the rotation. You don't have the bullpen that the Royals do. Also, the Tigers are second in the American League in runs. The Guardians are sixth. The Twins are eighth. The Royals are 15th in runs in the American League. So, yesterday, the Royals scored, and it was great. And I think that yesterday was the formula for the Royals. Yesterday, you saw the Royals from their top three hitters. You saw them get five RBIs. You saw them get five from India, Witt, and Vinny Pasquantino. That's the formula for the Royals. I mean, that's the formula right then and there. Their formula is their big three, big four, continuing to generate runs and be at the forefront of it. So, Robbie, that's the numbers right there. You and I said it yesterday. When the Royals give you enough offensively, when most teams give you enough offensively, they're really, really difficult to beat. They just got to do that more often.
I feel like those numbers the AL Central pulled, like many things with the Royals, and maybe many things in sports, comes with a perception notice. If you are a glass half full type of person, you hear those AL Central numbers and you think to yourself, oh, the Royals are still not good, but they are better than their, you know, competition when they fail to score four runs. When their offense is held down, the Royals are better than the Tigers when both teams scored three. They're better than the Guardians. They're better than the Twins. They're still bad. Like 9-17 is bad, but it's better than your opponents when you are failing to score. That's the glass half full view. The glass half empty view is those teams, they just have more games where they're scoring more than four runs. Like, that's the other important note here. Like, we pulled the Tigers' numbers. They're scoring four or more runs in a game just more often the Royals are.
Yeah, for sure.
The Royals being 16-1 when they score four or more just really highlights the fact that if they get scoring, they're a problem. But it also highlights they're not scoring all that often. There's been, what, 42, 43 games so far this baseball season? 17 of them, they can only get above four runs? That's not great. Other teams are scoring four runs far more often. So when we pull those AL Central numbers, I do think it's a perspective thing. If you want to be glass half full, hey, the Royals pitching is so good that even if their offense is held down, they can win by scoring under four more often than their opponents do. The inverse is they're not scoring four enough, and the opponents are scoring four far more often. That's just how you have to view the 2025 version of the Royals.
The Royals play later today against the Houston Astros. We'll see if they can continue the offense. They scored seven runs yesterday. We'll see if they can do that again coming up later today. We will have Eric Hosmer join us on the show coming up at the 5 o'clock hour. Eric Hosmer will be on the show coming up in about 30, 35 minutes or so. All right, let's talk about this for just a little bit, and I imagine that this will not be a very popular stance with a lot of people. I love the fact that all the other sports have a draft lottery. Now, I think in some ways, some of the lottery rules are a little bit confusing. Like baseballs, you can't be in the lottery so many different years, and it ends up being confusing. But this would be my point. I want someone to explain to me why being the worst team in your sport should come with a reward. Having the first pick in the draft is a reward. Now, sure, it is not the same as you making the postseason and you advancing in the postseason or winning the Super Bowl. No one is arguing that. But out of all of the teams that miss the playoffs, you are by far and away in the best position simply by being bad. That part has just never really made sense to me. How the goal of the season is, well, let's try to win as many games as we can and be as competitive. Oh, well, if you don't, next year we will give you every possible resource and tool to try to help you be better the next year. No. Now, I don't like the way that the NBA does it where they don't just show it to you guys. I don't like that. I don't like that we do this lottery and it's if you're going to do a lottery and you're going to tell us that it's random how the top 10 or top 14 teams are selected in the NBA draft, then just do the lottery right there in front of us. Now, sure, some people are going to think that it's rigged. It seems really hard to rig it if there is just a big machine with the balls and now we are determining what, like, that isn't really, really difficult to rig to me. My conspiracy theory, I can think that about a lot of things. My brain won't let me get to that place when it comes to a conspiracy theory. But if the NFL is the television product that we know that it is, you're telling me that an NFL draft lottery would not be one of the best television things that they could create? Can you imagine if they did exactly what the NBA does? Hey, we're going to have former players. Hey, we're going to have current players. We're going to talk to them. They're going to get dressed up, and we're going to determine who gets the number one overall pick. We go into it having absolutely no clue who gets Arch Manning, and it's going to be randomly decided who gets Arch Manning. Sign me up for that. You just got to really convince me on why your team was so bad this year that your reward is we will give you the number one overall pick. Or at the end of the season, we all see these scenarios. Hey, if you guys win, then you'll have the ninth pick. If you lose, you'll get the second pick. You don't think that there's any pressure in that scenario to, hey, you know what? Why don't we start the young guy at quarterback this week? But he doesn't give you the best chance to win. Where I think the NFL gets off a lot easier than the other teams are and the other leagues where we just openly acknowledge that teams are tanking, I think teams are tanking and they're just tanking in a very different way by just simply not trying to be competitive at quarterback. And we see that happen a lot at the end of the season. We don't talk a lot about it because we're talking about the teams that can actually make the postseason, but we all know when there are a handful of teams that have simply given up at the end of the year. And look at who they're starting at quarterback. Well, you're starting Gardner Minshew this week. There's no chance you think that you're winning in this game against the on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think teams tank in the NFL. It just looks a lot different than how it looks in the other sports. I am all for the NFL going to a draft lottery. You being the worst team in the league should not come with advantages. Having the first pick in every round is an advantage. Having the first waiver claim is a significant advantage in trying to improve your roster. No, that should be random with all the other bad teams in the NFL. That's how I would do it.
I also think it would be better because of how hyper important the quarterback position is. You're right. NFL teams don't tank in, you know, don't do it in public the way that other leagues do. But it happens. It happens all the time. Out of nowhere, you'll be like, hey, we're benching our quarterback and we're going to go to our backup. We just need a jolt in the offense. What? What do you mean you need a jolt? It's week 15 and you're 2-13. What do you mean you need a jolt? That's tanking without tanking. With how important quarterback is in the NFL, a lottery would be better. Because let's just use this year as the example. A draft that had one quarterback, two. If you want to count Jackson Dart, cool. But it was a draft that had one high-end guy. You're telling me at the end of the season, the Texans, Giants, Browns, all the Jags, all those teams in the top five are thrown into a lottery, and it's not a just, hey, the Titans sucked the hardest. They played Will Levis and Mason Rudolph the most, so they get Cam Ward. You actually, at the end of the year, had a situation where it's pure lottery, and then let's say the Jags, in this example, win the lottery. Then they hold the most important trade piece in football. That would be far more exciting to me than, oh, the Titans stink. The Titans need a quarterback. Pick number one's a foregone conclusion. Most years, pick one and two are foregone conclusions. I think a lottery would be great because just how important quarterback is. Now, the race to get a quarterback is not just how many games can you lose. It's a little bit of a luck factor involved, or you got to hemorrhage assets to go get that person.
This is where I think that you and I might be the only people that feel this way. And this is where I think the NFL as a whole has done a really good job in how they market and communicate things. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, the NFL reigns supreme because of this very reason. There is more parity in the small markets, which gives everybody a chance to win. I'm not really sure how we can watch the NFL and actually believe that. Let me give you an example. We're all here in Kansas City, right? I mean, seven of the last eight Super Bowls have either had Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady in it. The AFC Championship game has either had the Patriots or the Chiefs in it in every single year since 2011. We're talking 14 years in the AFC. That one of two teams have been in the game that determines if you go to the Super Bowl. We talk about parity in the NFL. Let me ask you guys this question honestly. How many teams in the AFC do you think this year can go to the Super Bowl? Because I think if you really tried to think about it, it's maybe four. Yes, Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore. How many other teams do we think? I mean, we're saying this, it is the middle of May. How many teams do you think from the AFC can realistically go to the Super Bowl? Because I want to see you guys lie. There's no chance you think that Denver can go. Because if somebody told you Denver will win the AFC West, you would hate that person. If somebody told you the Chargers were going to win the division. So I don't want to hear, if you don't think they can win the AFC West, you don't think they can win the Super Bowl. So no other team in the AFC West we think can win the Super Bowl. I don't think there's any team we think in the AFC South can win the Super Bowl. So it's what, three, four teams that could possibly do it? I think the NFL just simply markets the idea of parity more. Parity happens in Major League Baseball. We saw it here in Kansas City. A Royals team won 56 games and then won 86 games the next season and won a series in the playoffs. We should be celebrating that. Small market team, look at what they've done. They've turned themselves into a possible winner. That would be the biggest story in the NFL. It's like the 19th biggest story in Major League Baseball. I just think that the NFL has just, they have marketed the idea that everybody has a chance. No, everybody doesn't have a chance. We're going to watch 17 weeks of the NFL. There's like seven teams that realistically can do it. And the other teams are just out there for vibes. And yeah, we'll convince ourselves that, hey, man, the Broncos really got a shot. No, they don't. The Broncos don't really have a chance at doing anything. They have a chance at being good enough to make the year fun. They don't have a chance of doing anything meaningful. So I just think in all of this, I just don't know why we go out of our way to reward you being bad. Like, people talk about how much they hate mediocrity in the league. This goes beyond that. We just randomly determine, hey, you know what? We're going to give you Arch Manning just because you guys weren't good this year. No, why should that be the case? Why do you automatically get the best quarterback in next year's NFL draft? You didn't do anything to earn the best quarterback. You were the worst team in the league. No, that you shouldn't be able to do that. I hate it. No, you shouldn't be able to do that. No, you shouldn't.
Also, let's be honest about the NFL's parody. And I'm air quoting parody here with you. It's fraudulent. It's a product of the way they do their scheduling. Like, at some point this summer, we're going to, maybe August, so it's not on the horizon, we're going to do our NFL predictions like we always do. And I'm going to say Team X can make the playoffs after not being a playoff team last year because they carry a fourth place schedule. That's not real parity. That's the NFL watering down the bottom so they can promote the first to the last to first thing every year. We see it all the time. And then you see the NFL media machine churn out, oh, we had a last to first team in a division. Look how much parity we have. Well, when you give the last place team the first pick in the draft and the easiest schedule, yeah, they're going to start winning games. That's the nature of the beast. So I always get frustrated when people gloat and pound their chest, oh, the NFL's all parody. It's fraudulent. It's man-made parody because it's designed to always be churning teams out of that 7-10 to 10-7 wash.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, it's not fair to use the AFC. What about the NFC? I mean, how many teams in the NFC do you think can go to the Super Bowl this year? I'm serious. How many teams do you think can go to the Super Bowl this year? Because over the last decade or so, it's been Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Tom Brady. And Los Angeles, the Rams. They've been twice. I mean, it's been four teams in the last 10 years. You either have Tom Brady on your team, you're Philadelphia, San Francisco. They've been to multiple during this time frame. The NFL just isn't as wide open as I think we like to pretend that it is really wide open. I think it's wide open if your goal is to be in the middle. If your goal is to be a 9-win team, yes, I think that every team in the league has a chance to win 9 games this year for the most part. There's like 4 or 5 teams that just don't realistically have a chance. Like, I'd be very surprised if the Browns were good this year. Yes, I think that all 32 teams have a chance at winning 9 games. I think there's maybe 8 teams that have a chance at winning 12 games. And that is usually what you need in order to make the Super Bowl. And I just think we view parity very differently in that way when it comes to the NFL, about your ability to be able to, are we measuring parity by your ability to win the championship? Or are we measuring parity by your ability to be relevant? Because if we're measuring it by that, then the NBA has way more parity than the NFL does. If we are just measuring it by, are you an interesting team or not? I think we're usually should be judging parity on how many teams do you think can actually win the championship. And I just don't think it's that many in the NFL.
I mean, that's why I say, like, the parity thing drives me insane, because it's parity in the middle. It's parity as part of the wash. It's parity as part of that middle cycle. How many teams a year do we, we always use the college football analogy. There's a difference between becoming a 6-win team to an 8-win team to a 9-win team to a 10-win type of program. There are levels. In the NFL, there are levels too. There will be a team this year that makes the wild card. There'll be a road team, and they went from a 5-12. Oh yeah, that was, you know, they were bad last year, to suddenly they're a spicy 9-8. Maybe they have a chance to get an upset in round one. They don't. And then we go about talking about, oh, can they make the jump in year two? That's the parity. The parity is not at the top, but that's because of the hyper value on the quarterback position, which is why I won a lottery. So it's not just, hey, we suck so bad that we found the quarterback and the quarterback changed our trajectory forever. You should have to maybe have a luck factor, or there should be something more than we stink. So then we got Joe Burrow, which what the Bengals did. The Bengals are a fringe Super Bowl team in some people's mind. You wanna know why? Because they were so horrible that the trajectory of their franchise changed with one player. There needs to be a system more than we stink, so we got him.
Someone's on the text line is talking about the schedule that is given. I also think that the schedule, it changes all the time. Like someone here says, the NFL constantly awards last place teams with the last place schedule. Well, if they tell you in May that you're playing the Washington Commanders, I mean, yes, it sounded really good, but then that team has changed. So yeah, you had a last place schedule based on the season before, but playing the Broncos in 2013 or 2023 was obviously very different than playing the Broncos in 2024. I think we kind of oversell last place schedule a lot in the league. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, it's not meant to be rewarding. It's meant to help the bad teams become better. The good teams don't need help. This is where I disagree, though. I don't know why it is the responsibility of the league to help the bad teams be good. Why can't the bad teams just simply do what other teams do? I mean, the Chiefs got their quarterback. They didn't have the number one overall pick. In fact, the Chiefs were picking 27th. You know what the Chiefs did? They were smart. The Chiefs used their resources that they had, and then they moved up in the draft to go get exactly what they needed. It worked out, and then they built their roster that way. I mean, the Chiefs didn't have a traditional model of doing it. The Eagles did not build their team by having the number one overall pick and getting their quarterback. In fact, they drafted their quarterback in the second round. They have just been very smart. San Francisco, they spent a top three pick on a quarterback. It didn't work. And then they spent the last pick in the draft to do it. The Lions had that ability for 20 years. They then hired the right people. I think it should be at least more based on who you hire, who you put in the positions, and how you manage your resources. Not creating a system that funnels all of the resources towards you until you finally get better. I don't think that's the way the system should be. I like the way that baseball does the lottery. I like the way the NBA does the lottery. I like the way that every other sport does their lottery and who gets the top pick on a random selection other than football. I also just think it would be a very entertaining television show if going into it, we had no clue who had the top 10 picks of the draft and the teams that are eligible for the top 10 picks. It was randomly selected who got the top 10 picks, and then we go from there. We got Eric Hosmer coming up in 20 minutes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's wrap up our NFL lottery conversation that I would like to see them go to a lottery situation. A lot of people are saying, well, the NBA is rigged. I would like to point out that I'm talking to a fan base in which everybody thinks that it's rigged for you. And it's ridiculous to think that, right? I mean, you guys have certainly heard enough Bills fan think that the league wants one team to do something, and it's nonsense that they feel that way. Maybe, just maybe, we feel that way that something is rigged when it doesn't go the way that we think it's going to go. So, of course, it has to be rigged. Now, I won't argue with you. Yesterday, watching the Mavericks get the number one overall pick in the NBA draft felt a little fishy to me. I'm not going to tell you otherwise. I can't 100% tell you that everything is not on the up and up. The same way that I can't tell you that we watched an NFC championship game in which the most egregious pass interference happened right in front of all of us and the team that was in LA benefited from it. The same way we kind of looked at it, I was like, I don't know, that just seems kind of fishy to me that this happened. Maybe that is just the way that we will always feel about sports. That maybe, just maybe, in a billion-dollar entity, in a billion-dollar business, sometimes there are people working behind the scenes to manipulate the results of all of these things. I'm not saying it's WWE all the time, but sometimes some of the results and the things that happen, they just seem to be a little suspicious. I think we sign up for this all the time. Now, I understand that this is on a much smaller scale. I understand that it's apples to oranges. You don't need to text it in. Like, we have signed up to the idea in sports that if your team is at home, you will be officiated differently than if your team's on the road. Wait, we're not expecting it to be 50-50 officiating all the time. You're just expecting in the basketball game to not get certain calls just because your team is the road team? That doesn't sound a little bit fishy that we have all signed up for that? I don't know. All of it seems a little bit fishy to me. Everybody's a suspect when it comes to it. But it did feel a little suspicious yesterday when it came to the NBA. It didn't make a lot of sense. Rob, you think the NBA lottery is rigged? You think it's rigged?
I do. The main reason I think it's rigged, they do it under this veil of darkness and they're like this weird secrecy around it. If you were to have, and I do not know the man's name, he's the deputy commissioner. He goes out there and announces with the fourth pick, the Hornets, with the third pick, the Sixers, with the second pick. I don't know that man's name. Why does he just walk out on stage with 14 envelopes? You should have us see the ping pong balls popping around or the computer program shooting out the numbers, or it should be something other than an NBA employee walks out on stage with 14 note cards. That to me makes it weird. And either it's just the worst luck ever, but there are too many coincidences where it just seems like the team that was in desperate need of the superstar help got the exact superstar they needed. Patrick Ewing to the Knicks, Derrick Rose to Chicago. You mean you're telling me the prodigal son is going to be the number one overall pick? What are the odds? Who could have seen that coming? LeBron went to Cleveland. After LeBron leaves Cleveland the most public way, hey, they get a chance at Kyrie Irving, who might be a weirdo off the court, but he is a very good basketball player when healthy and was key for them winning a title. Last night, the Mavericks make maybe the stupidest trade anyone's ever seen in the history of the NBA, and they get Cooper Flagg back.
They
and
do, now, sudden, yeah. I mean, it now was
suddenly,
fishy.
Now suddenly they're one of the top five-ish teams going into next year when it comes to the NBA, because Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, and Cooper Flagg is suddenly very bio. It just, there are too many coincidences for me to believe it's all coincidental, and they do it under this shroud of secrecy, so I think there's something fishy going on.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll be joined by Eric Hosmer. Eric Hosmer is scheduled to call into the show coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Very happy to catch up with the future Royals Hall of Fame first baseman. Eric Hosmer will be on the show coming up at 5 o'clock. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, let's talk about Cooperstown. Let's talk about the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. There are some topics, I don't care who it is, every sports talk radio host has these topics that you keep in your bag when you're a little bit light on the day. You can always find a story. You can always take that nine iron out of the bag, and you can always swing that club. And for a lot of people, it was, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? I actually understand baseball's perspective from this. Baseball gave him a lifetime ban and never really seemed to waver on the lifetime part of it. We have evidence that you did the cardinal sin in our sport. You can do a lot of stuff in baseball. The one thing they tell you to do is don't bet on it. You saw what happened with Shoeless Joe Jackson. You saw the penalty. You knew the risk. You played the game, and you got what comes to you in that scenario. Pete Rose can only blame himself for not being in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. Their stance is, if you missed it, they have reinstated Pete Rose today. Why does that matter? Well, he's dead. Their stance is, hey, when we said lifetime, we meant lifetime. You were not getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame while you were with us. But now that you are no longer with us, we are going to lift the ban and we are going to stay out of it. If you get voted in, you get voted in. If the media doesn't vote you in, then they're not going to vote you in and you will just stay outside the Hall of Fame. But it is now outside of our hands now that the lifetime ban has ended. I hope that Pete Rose is inducted into the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. I hope that they give his family that moment. I hope that they give his children, his loved ones, his friends, all the people that care about Pete Rose, I hope that they give them that satisfaction of a fight that they have spent, I'm guessing, a large portion of their lives to try to get this ban turned and to try to get their loved one into the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame. The one point that would be, this is not up for debate. This is unquestioned to me. If Pete Rose gets into the Hall of Fame, it needs to mention on his plaque what he did. You cannot be selective in how we are going to communicate this. And like most people are pretty complex. You've done a lot of good in your life. Maybe you've done some bad. Certainly some people have done more wrong than other people, but all of us have done something. Pete Rose is a lot of good things about baseball. He really is. Pete Rose, there is not a baseball player who has played harder than Pete Rose. He is maybe one of the 10 greatest hitters that baseball has ever produced. There are a lot of good characteristics about baseball in regards to Pete Rose. There's also a lot of bad, too. And I think that baseball has tried to very selectively only tell you a portion of the story. And for anything that they don't like or don't think represents their game in the best way, they try to act like it never happened. Well, Shoeless Joe Jackson happened. Pete Rose happened. The summer of 1998, Barry Bonds, all of those things happened. And baseball can't only tell you the story about the peanuts and the Cracker Jack and take me out to the ball game. You also have to tell the story that maybe the most prolific hitter that we have ever seen maybe did so under certain circumstances. You also have to tell us the story that Pete Rose, who has more hits than anybody who has ever played baseball, one day he made the decision to bet on his team. You just can't be selective in how you tell the history of a story. You got to tell us the entire history when it comes to it. And I think that includes adding Pete Rose to where he should be. He should be in a room with all of the other great baseball players. You should also tell us why it took so long for you to put him there. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll be joined by Eric Hosmer. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.